Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And I came in with a little chuckle, and I'm trying to keep a straight face because we've got a breaking story that we're going to cover. I'm looking out right now at a parking lot at my car to make sure I don't have any oil slicks on the windshield. But anyway, Bob Griswold is going to be joining us in just a moment, and we'll have a little hyperbole, then we'll probably get right down to very, very, very serious business, ladies and gentlemen. So are you concerned about what's going on in the world? Well, we're going to try to help you straighten that out. We are brought to you by Storable Food, and people are telling me across the board that food sales are down. People aren't even storing supermarket food. Listen, folks, this problem is only going to get worse. You need to get what you can get while you can get it. And I'm not trying to increase my own sales. I'm just saying, don't come crying in your milk when I tell you I told you so. The supply chain is broken. It's ready to derail. And I've been talking to farmers like crazy. And I could sit here and list seven or eight reasons why your days of getting food of any type or goods of any type, really, are about over. Your days of shopping are coming to an end. So if you're so inclined, the specials are still there. Preparewithdave.com. Same format. Same with the water filter. Because if the grid goes down, and that's our glass jaw, as my friend Doug Thornton likes to say, then you'll be scavenging for water. And the Alexa Pure Pro water filter is on its last legs, too, in terms of availability. Waterwithdave.com. If you have a nest egg to protect, you'll find out very quickly when you talk to them how good they are. Don't trust the bank. I'll say it again. Don't trust the bank. Operating capital only. And you need to go to somewhere where they'll diversify for you, because most people don't have the expertise on how to do it. And I have been a repeat customer of Noble Gold for years after just being an advertiser. Call them, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And we, for our audience, and I want to thank personally Mike Lindell. Mike, thanks for singling out our audience here with this great offer. He's making everything available at half price. And all you have to do is go to mypillow.com/Hodges and use my name, Hodges, as the coupon code for half off everything. And then finally, we're getting all this done up front, Bob Griswold, his company, readymaderesources.com. It is Prepper Central. And Bob is the only guy I know in big time prepping, and he's one of the heavyweights on this. Not that he's heavy, but he is a big, big player in the prepping industry. He's the only one I know that will talk to you for free. And you can go to readymaderesources.com. And those are the people who kindly sponsor our program here at the Common Sense Show. Okay, Bob, I'm glad I got a mute button nearby, because I have a feeling I'm going to need it when you tell this first story. And I'm going to defer to Bob because I found out about it from him. So, Bob, let's go ahead and share with the nation what's going on with Joe Biden, his health, and why we better watch where we step.
Well, I mean, I have the clip here. First of all, Dave, it's always a pleasure to be on your program.
Thank you.
You know,
I think we
bring people news that will save their life. You can't overstate that.
That's right.
You're not going to find this news in the mainstream media. In fact, I was just listening to somebody actually came clean from MSNBC the other night. I'm sure you saw it. She goes, "Are we making it worse? Are we doing anything? We've reported stories that aren't even true." She just came clean and she just said it's all a lie. And I think I saw the poll. The poll numbers are lower than Joe Biden's poll numbers on those.
Yeah, I got
media.
Bob. Hang on, I got them right here. Just a minute. I'm doing a podcast on this after our show. I'll just give you the highlight here. The Republicans have 5% confidence in the mainstream media, and that was the variable they measured, was confidence. And the independents are 12%, and the Democrats are 42%. And you go, well, that's a lot. No, it isn't. Folks, 58% of the Democrats are saying the media is full of crap. These are stunning numbers.
And you have to remember,
Bob,
half the country is Republicans. So, yeah. You're talking about a very small percentage. It's 58% of 50% is what it really is, because 50% is conservative, 50% is Democrat. So if it's 48%, whatever it was, that's 48% of half the country. So that's actually 25%.
Yes, sir.
So it's only 25% of the country believes the media. So, I mean, but again, you know, and again, this breaking story, I don't know if you've seen it, Joe Biden's speaking. I'm watching here on Twitter. He's got a bridge in the background, and he's literally telling the nation that he has cancer. That's what he's told people. Now, the White House is denying it, okay?
That he has cancer? Wait a minute. The White House is contravening or contradicting his claim of having cancer?
Yeah, I mean, you heard him say it. I could play it. The clip's 27 seconds long. I could play it if you'd like me to.
Yeah, get it up. Get it up close to the microphone, Bob.
I'll do that. Okay, hold on.
Amazing.
Let's see. Let me get it. Let me play it here.
And because it was a four-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
I mean, you heard it. That was him. And now the White House is denying. They said he misspoke. But good grief! It gets more and more surrealistic every day. You know, in some ways, I don't know if I feel sorry for this guy. I mean, he doesn't know what's going on. It's obvious he doesn't know what's going on. I watched him get off Air Force One the other day, and he got down at the bottom of the stairs. He goes, he's speaking to some officer in the military. And he goes, now what do I do? It's pathetic watching. You know, it's just in every way our nation can be mocked. It's being mocked. For the things that we sent over to Bastille Day, we've become a sideshow, a hissing, a clown show, whatever you want to call it. It's ridiculous what we're watching our nation go through. And if he does have cancer, that's all 25th Amendment worthy statements, if it's true. Okay, again, Drudge is saying that he misspoke, but I don't know how you misspoke and say I have cancer when you don't have it.
He didn't. No. He said it.
I know. But they have to bring climate change into it. It's the oil's fault. I mean, just think of that. We have to blame the oil. Now, how?
No, wait, Bob, wait. At least he didn't blame Putin.
Well, I mean, Putin probably sold us the oil. Okay. If you could extrapolate that conversation, probably sold the oil that caused the cancer, you know. I mean, it's such a joke show. And I'm using a joke show instead of the other word kind of show, but it's surrealistic to hear this every day, this insult to the national psyche of America. To see a traumatized, dementia-ridden patient running around. I mean, you know, if they have red flag laws, I mean, what would happen if I called the FBI and said, I know a guy who, you know, has a nuclear suitcase and he's has dementia? I mean, you think of that. I mean, they want to call red flag laws on, you know, somebody they disagree with. But, I mean, this guy has a nuclear suitcase and he's obviously, you know, incapacitated. What do I do now? It's sad to see it in a lot of ways. I watched Trump's entrance into Saudi Arabia when he went to Saudi Arabia, and I mean, they had all the dignitaries, all the people cheering him, patting him, just wanted to be near him because they loved him. And, you know, when Joe Biden arrived the other day, it was like a pariah, like he was kryptonite. Nobody wanted to get around him. It reminded me of what happened when Barack Obama was stealing the show at the White House, and Joe was wandering around like clueless. I mean, you know, eventually, no matter how evil that guy is, I start to feel sorry for him. I mean, I maybe it's my whatever weaker side, but I mean, get him off this platform, people. He belongs in a home somewhere, not doing what he's doing, because every day he goes there and he's a national embarrassment. At least they, you know, when Reagan had finally admitted he had dementia, they pretty much cloistered him, and we never saw him in those stages of dementia. I mean, he was cloistered from the public. Well, they're putting this guy out every day, and it's just very sad to see. But it reflects our nation. I mean, we just see just everything going wrong around the world, and you know, look who's in charge of doing something about it. Even if he's not, and he's not the one controlling it, but the people who are controlling it, I mean, for the last 50 years, every one of their policies that they've done has failed. Not only failed, but failed miserably. Now, being Joe Biden the proxy, and they're vicariously acting the presidency out through him, I mean, we're seeing policies that are catastrophic. I mean, Iran now, they've got a bomb, or admitting they could put a bomb together, and you know that's just going to draw us into another war. Which this is what I wrote down and wanted to talk about tonight. We talk about that, but that's just another insult to the American psyche. So we have a dementia patient that has cancer, who doesn't know really where he's at, what time of day, anything. You know, he has to read off cue cards. You know, my name is Joe Biden, and we see this every day, and it's a national insult to America. I mean, for those of us who still care about this country, it's a national insult that we see this person, and I don't blame him as much as I blame the people who are just propping up Bernie, you know, to make it so they can get their political agenda through. But, you know, what I want to drop back to, Dave, is this, and this is what I wanted to do, because you mentioned it. Americans now have gone back, well, it's back to normal. You know, every time we do, they raise the temperature 10 or 15 degrees, and then they drop it back 5. And it's like, oh, it's back to normal now. Then they raise it 10 or 15 degrees, drop it back 5. Yeah. Oh, it's back to normal again. But if you look normal now and what normal was 10 years ago, I mean, the water's not only boiling, but they've had to put in a pressure cooker to keep the steam from escaping, so it's under pressure. I mean, it's like a pressure cooker, which, you know, can get up to 230, 240, 250 degrees, and then the pressure in there, you know, keeps the whole thing from blowing up. And that's where we're at right now. It's way past boiling, but we drop it back down a little bit, and the American people think, well, it's the temperature's gone down, so it must be back to normal. And it's a psychological method of traumatizing people when they're doing this. You know, you think you give them some hope, and then you take it away from them. You give them some hope, and you take it away from them. Serial killers do that. You know, people who torture people, you know, and, you know, interrogators do that. They dangle a little bit of hope in front of you, only to take it away and torture you more. And they know this midterm is coming up, and so they're going to ratchet it back a little bit. But if you think it's over with, I want to give somebody a reality check right now. That's what we're going to do, is a reality check. And, you know, we have to keep in mind, and I brought this up in the last program, you know, what Jesus said, and even if this is not the end of the age, but it's still a proven method. You know, birth pangs, they start out half an hour apart, maybe an hour apart. They get closer together and more intense, closer together and more intense, closer together and more intense. And, you know, what the mother does in between the birth pangs is get prepared for the next one. You don't want to go to sleep because you know what's coming. There's a birth coming. You know, I think we have been so conditioned in this country that when they ratchet the temperature down 5 degrees after they've ratcheted it up 15, that we want to go back to normalcy. And then what happens, Dave, and you've seen this happen. I've been doing this for 29 years. All of a sudden, there's going to be the next event. And believe me, the next event's coming. Joe Biden's already said there's another plague coming. We need money for it. I mean, you know, we're on the brink of war with Russia. We have a financial collapse in the midst. You know, United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia are talking about attacking Iran, the food crisis, the oil crisis, the energy crisis. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So when the next big crisis happens, I know what's going to happen to my Patriot supply. I know what's going to happen to all the other food industries out there. All of a sudden, they're going to get a bunch of phone calls, and I want it now. And it's like,
it doesn't work that way.
Well, you can't get it now.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. No.
It doesn't work that way. I mean, when the birth pang subsides a little bit, that's when I prepare. Because, first of all, I serve my customers first. And then, if anything's left, I will maybe set some stuff aside for myself. But if you wait, and I've done this so many times, and I wring my hands over it in some ways, because it's like, you know, there's a crisis going on. Don't you know that? Well, I want it now. And if I don't have it now, I'm going to go and say bad things about you and do a chargeback. And I go, don't worry about the chargeback. I've already refunded it. You know, I'm not going to deal with that, because that's what they get. I want it now. Or they'll go out and do this. And this is the other thing, and it's frustrating, is they'll go out and buy from 5 different companies, Mountain House, My Patriot Supply, Peak Refuel, New Mana, and then the first person that gets it to them, they charge back on everybody else. I've seen this. That's what some people do. I got it first, so they don't mind hurting other people to get what they need. But just keep in mind, for those out there that are faithful, and I think most of the people listening to your program, Dave, are pretty squared away people.
I agree.
But, you know, so let's look at, let's do some trauma assessment right now. Do you remember they wanted to get the red flag laws through? And all of a sudden there was this mass shootings. Uvalde, and all these other shootings that have happened. And we got to do something. So they managed to squeeze through federal red flag law, which is dangerous. Red flag law.
13 okay. Rhinos went along with this.
I know. So they got it through by creating a crisis. And that kid, I mean, you know, again, a part-time Wendy's worker, whatever he worked for, two $2,500 guns, $5,000 with guns, an expensive truck, all the other things that go with it. The chat boards he's on is like are filtered by law enforcement. While he's in there, we just let him go wild for a while, and while he's outside, we don't even try to stop him. I mean, there's procedures. I'm smart enough to know what a bounding exercise is and how you have two teams. One team advances while the other team's laying down suppressive fire. The other team advances while the other team lays down suppressive fire, and you bound that way. You have multiple points of entry. You disorient the guy. I'd throw a flashbang through the windows. I know it would disorient the kids, and then I'd pop the guy. You know, that's standard operating procedure. You don't sit outside the building for an hour while he kills people. I mean, something is seriously wrong here, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but just something does not work. So they get the red flag laws through. And then next, let's say a year or so ago, the Federal Bureau of Investigation announces that, and you know, that we're going to have food terrorism, that they're going to attack the infrastructure of America's food system. And what do we see? Not only do we, let's save the best for last, but we see all of a sudden we go to war with Ukraine, and, you know, we can't get any fertilizer or wheat out of Ukraine. And, you know, bread and all, we see the prices in the grocery store, yeah, 9.1%. Let's put a 1 in front of that. Let's be honest. 19.1% on food inflation. So they warned us that there's going to be some real things that happen to food preparation industries, and then we start seeing all of them burn down. What is it, 100 now?
Yeah, we're up to about 100, yeah.
Yeah, 100. And then all of a sudden, yeah, 10,000 cows died mysteriously from heat stroke, of course, but everywhere else in the nation was hot, you know. But those cows next to the bioweapons lab died of heat stroke. And, by the way, there's a wheat blight, too. And, you know, we can't get any fertilizer, and there's no rain. I mean, it just... So, I mean, they tell us what they're going to do, and then it happens. Or they tell us there's a threat, and then it happens. So... And then now, you know, what's the new one, Dave? There's going to be a brownout in southwest United States. A brownout. And what happens? We have an explosion in Hoover Dam. Now, I don't know the amount of degradation or the degrading of how much power Hoover Dam puts out. I imagine it's some. But it does call into question, because I know, having worked around electricity a lot, knowing people that do a power distribution, I know those transformers have heat sensors on them. I know they're computer analyzed. There's computers that run them. They have circuit breakers that take care of them. And that was a sizable explosion. I know you saw it. But all of a sudden, after being warned, you could have brownouts in Southwest. We have a nice, convenient explosion. I mean, Dave, excuse me. Am I being a conspiratorial nut? I mean, you know, I just... Okay, and I start looking at it. You know, if there's usually 2 to 3 food processing plants that burn down a year and you get 100, I mean, I hate to be on those actuarial tables, you know, of an insurance company. You know, we were warned what the vaccine, we can say it on the phone. You know, and then all of a sudden now we just see, I just watched a program today when they were doing autopsies on people, and there's these little things in the blood, and it's scary looking, the little clotty things that's gone through the blood. And but every time they warn us of something, we're being warned right now World War III is going to happen. I mean, look at what they did in New York, a PSA, public service announcement. This is what you do in case of a nuclear war. Bend over and kiss your butt goodbye. Basically, that was the only benefit that message gave anybody. It didn't tell anybody how to survive a nuclear war. It basically was a bend over and kiss your butt goodbye public service announcement. I mean, if you really want to tell people how to survive a war, you would give an alert. You would make sure there's potassium iodate passed out among people. You would make sure there's radiation centers that had public service that the public could access and see for themselves that there's been an increase of radiation. You would be honest with the American people. You would set up civil defense like the Russians have, that they can protect their people. Now, we have to spend money on, you know, educating illegal immigrants, but we can't have bomb shelters. Who needs those? You know, they got them, but you don't need them. You know, we would do that. But they're now warning us that we have a possible war with Russia. We have a possible war with China. And now that Iran has gone nuclear, or at least possibly nuclear, you know, United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia are now saying, well, we can't allow this to happen. We have to go to war. So it's only a matter of time, Dave, I think, before the pattern is self-fulfilling. You know, with the pattern about red flag laws, we need guns because people kill them each other. And look at all these people that have killed each other recently. We have food shortages because, you know, there's going to be food terrorism, and then we have food terrorism and war that prevents a lot of things. And then we have brownouts, and we have, well, we cut our oil off first, and we definitely shut down the coal plants. But then we have an explosion at the power plant that makes a lot of the power for the whole Southwest, Hoover Dam. Dave, am I being conspiratorial and thinking there's a pattern here?
Bob, I used to teach statistics and research, and as such, you get into probabilities. And I would have to work at this for a while, but if we establish probabilities of what are the chances of a policy coinciding with an announcement and then events that some people describe as false flag resulting in the change, like all the school shootings, the mass murders in public, and then of course we get red flag laws which take away the Fourth and Fifth Amendments of the Constitution, your odds would be astronomical of this being due to chance so many times. And then you look at the fact, let me give you another one here, and this is a little bit unrelated, but it is related. I have it on really good authority, I mean the best authority, that plane that crashed going into Greece was filled with American weapons, including bio and chemical, and it was shot down by forces opposed to the delivery of the people they were sending it to, who were terrorists. I'm not joking. This came out of Ukraine, and the AP even ran a story on the same day saying, focus is going on Ukraine's graft and corruption. They're getting money from us to bankrupt us. They're giving money to Ukraine, and Ukraine is distributing arms that the other side may never get away with to terrorists. And we did the same thing in Afghanistan, where we left behind $85 billion of high-tech military equipment.
Yeah, accidentally. Whoops. Where did the $85 billion when weapons go?
There you go.
Gosh, somebody left. But then you get
into the school shootings. I mean, okay, let's look at what we know. Doug Thornton and I have done an investigation on this. We even did a frame-by-frame analysis of Uvalde, and it was a joke. But here's what we do know. The Gendron kid in Buffalo, we have taken that apart, and the federal government with FBI officials had interaction with him on chat rooms and games online, that shooting can be refined. And then this other kid, you mentioned this already, the kid in Uvalde. Okay, how does a part-time Wendy's worker living in poverty afford all the military equipment that he has? And I'll just make an historical comment here. Today is the 10th anniversary of the Aurora Mall shooting, the Batman shooting with James Holmes. And he was a starving, struggling medical student at the University of Colorado Medical Center. And yet they found over $100,000 of high-grade military equipment in his apartment.
I remember that guy. And it was
booby-trapped. They had to bring in the bomb squad because the apartment was booby-trapped. So how, you ask yourself, where are these people, these mass murderers, where are they getting their supplies from? It is a false flag. It's time to call it what it is.
Yeah, and so, you know, when America goes back to sleep again, they know this. You don't think they monitor the prep industries and all these other industries? They know it. They know it worked. They gear it back a little bit. They take the trauma away, and then they ratchet it back up. And it's psychologically traumatizing to the nation, so they eventually get to the point of hopelessness. And yeah, I don't know how far away we are from that, but I don't think very far.
Well, Bob, you've heard me describe
preparing for war with China. You see, China just dumped $100 billion worth of securities. You know, that's the lowest amount of securities that China has held with the United States in 12 years. So, I mean, who the other people holding it are basically Japanese, which are one step out of the grave, and the UK. The rest of it's held by the Federal Reserve.
Right.
I mean, and when the world has de-invested from the dollar, and nobody else wants it because they can't get it or just have repudiated it, and the Federal Reserve is the only one buying it, I mean, is that the day when the music stops and all of it comes crashing down? I mean, Dave, we're not far from that. And this is what I tell people. You know, I don't care where you do it. Well, I kind of do. I'd like you to buy with either Dave or myself, prep supplies. But at the end of the day, you know, you need to get it, because during this little time when people perceive there's a respite, you will be able to get stuff without everybody else on the block crying for it. Because when the next crisis comes, it's going to gear back up, ratchet worse than the last crisis, and the same thing's going to happen. I mean, we've seen it with, you know, the toilet paper thing, and then the food, and then all this other stuff that's just the supply chain broken. We haven't even mentioned the trucking and the shipping industry being dismantled piece by piece, the farming industry being dismantled piece by piece. You can't use, you know, gasoline or diesel-powered tractors anymore. You have to use electric tractors. And, you know, who's going to, you know, how do you fill those things? What do you have a you know, because those things have to run for 24 hours at a time during harvest season. None of it makes sense, but it's all geared towards, you know, the eradication of people. And that's what they want. Stalin did it. Mao Zedong did it. You know, he killed, what, 30 million people through starvation? Stalin, through the Holodomor, what, 10 million people? Starved them. He just killed them. We watched the movie the other night, and it's a movie for a mature audience. But Mr. Jones, and it was about a reporter who went over the Soviet Union in the 30s, and at first he bought all the accolades, how the Soviet system was doing so well.
Oh, yes.
I mean, how are you affording to do all you're doing? And they found out they were stealing everything from the Ukrainians, and there was mass starvation going on in the Ukraine. The guy went down, you know, illegally went down into the Ukraine and saw what was going on, and he tried to come back to the world and warn them, and just like today, the world laughed at him. Oh, my gosh, that's not true. Because all the officials were saying, no, it's all going well. No, there's none of that going on. And, you know, everybody wanted to believe the officials, the Pulitzer Prize winners, all the people who knew what they were doing. And, you know, while millions and millions of people in the Ukraine died. So
this guy you're talking about was, Bob, hold on a second.
To go through,
Bob, this guy, you're...
Scenario after scenario after scenario. George Soros, just one of his companies, was hired by the Biden administration to help smuggle illegal aliens across the border undetected so they don't get stopped at the border. Bring them into the country. I mean, you know, Dave, I think you know me well enough to know that if you're an American citizen, I don't care if you're Asian, I don't care if you're African, I don't care if you're Native American, I don't care if you're white. If you're a good person, you're a good person. I mean, we had a training scenario here this weekend, and we had Asian people here, and we had African American people here. And you know what? Everybody got along. We all joked and laughed together, sat around, had after-action reports, just chewing the fat, and you, nobody felt in any way, you know, that they were less of a citizen, and it was just everybody's around. But, you know, they have to just keep destroying and stirring up everything they can stir up to make sure that can never be, because they have to have this contention, they have to have this catastrophes, all these issues going on, because they are in the process of destroying our country. And I'm telling you, there's a linchpin coming, Dave. The linchpin that will finally do it is, and it could happen this week, Joe Biden is talking about declaring a climate emergency.
I saw that.
Do you know what kind of statutory authority that will give him?
Well, okay, you're right. And you know what you're saying? It won't just be climate. It'll extend into gun confiscation, too.
Well, guns have to be made with oil-producing products. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you forge steel, it's an oil and heat and all that. Cows? I mean, you can't use fertilizer, because all of it's, they'll claim all of it. Guns cause climate change. Cars cause climate change. Farming causes climate change. The statutory authority that they will give themselves is absolutely the dream of every tyrant. Because when we say, well, they're just climate emergency, okay, what are they going to do with it? It's the statutory authority they'll issue themselves. And then statutory authority is the ability to say, you know, edict. We can't have that many cars. We have to close down gas stations. You know, oil slicks on the windows. That gives people cancer. I mean, it's Joe Biden was prepping that with that absolutely pathetic attempt at blaming oil for cancer. You know, never mind the fact that they poison our food, poison our water, poison our air, but it's the oil, you know. So he's talking about maybe doing that this week. If that were to happen, I would say that would be the death knell to the United States of America. And when the United States of America goes down, the world goes down with it. That's why Russia, China, and all these other countries are trying to get out of the way of the crashing train and set up their own currency systems, their own BRIC systems, say to speak, and their own monetary exchange systems. All those things they're trying to do, because any nation that's tied to the dollar when it absolutely goes down is going to go down with it. I mean, if you're on the Titanic, you're going to go down with the Titanic, and there's not enough lifeboats to save everybody. The lifeboats that are on the Titanic have already been claimed by the people in charge. I'm an elitist, I'm a globalist, I'm this, that lifeboat belongs to me. You're just an average citizen. You get to drown in freezing cold water. Or actually, because of climate change, it'll be warm water, boiling warm water. But do you see this, Dave? I mean, I don't want to overstate to me the obvious, but this is what I see. We absolutely need to take this serious, because this is their goal, and we are one step out of having the Great Reset implemented in this country, and everything that we've known will absolutely become illegal. Private property will become illegal. Private transportation will become illegal. Private currency will become illegal. You'll go to a digital currency. Your medical records will be issued on a need basis. I was listening to George Bernard Shaw today. Glenn Beck played him. And, he was saying, if you can't produce a pound of potatoes, basically, if you can't produce what you eat, you have no busy living. I mean, you can listen to Glenn Beck and hear it. He has a new program about food shortages. If you can't produce the food that you eat, you don't deserve to live. That's scary stuff.
Yeah. Excuse me. I've got a couple of things I want to run by you along these lines. Because you're talking about unconstitutional authority being assumed by Biden. But listen to these two things, and it kind of tells you where the mindset is. House Democrats block resolution condemning violence at churches and pregnancy centers. That's one. Number two, Rand Paul introduced a resolution to declare an affirmation to the Constitution of the United States, and it failed.
Yeah. And the Democrats have just issued a legislation to add four more seats to the Supreme Court. I just learned that today. There's been a bill now. I don't know how far it'll get, but it just shows you their plans. I mean, their plans are they know that they can't win it through the legal system, so they'll just jury-rig the legal system. They never jury-rig anything, do they? They don't jury-rig elections. They don't jury-rig inflation numbers. They don't jury-rig, they jury-rig everything. And they want to jury-rig the Supreme Court now. And so this is my admonition to America right now, those listening. Don't take a break. I imagine that when Noah was building the ark, I imagine when Joseph was storing wheat, there were times that appeared to be more normal than other times. But the flood was still coming. The famine was still coming. And if you took a break in between there, they're not that bad. Let's take a break from the ark. We want to go see Disney World, we want to go have a vacation. Noah labored for 120 years faithfully. No matter what the political climate was, he labored faithfully because he knew what God had said, and he labored because he knew the flood was coming. Joseph did the same thing. He knew the famine was coming. And I just want to encourage America right now that are listening, the Great Reset is coming. And it will be very difficult to stop it. And the reason why is I was listening to somebody on Red State Media talking, and Red Voice Media, and they were talking, and that George Soros and his crew own about 80% of the governments of the world right now, because they have their people in them. They don't own Russia and China, but so many of the third world governments, they've got their people in there. Obviously, the Western governments are all on board. America's corporations and world corporations are on board. The medical industry is on board. Yeah. The news ministry is on board. The educational system's on board. It's all on board to bring about this Great Reset. And so I want to encourage Americans that, don't let your complacency get the best of you. You have these times now, and whatever the way God directs you to prepare for it, I would really listen to His voice, because there's coming a payday, and it's coming soon. And if you ignore it, you're going to find yourself exactly where they want you, dependent on them. You know, I was listening to somebody, you know, just even what they're doing with inflation. You know, these people that are wealthy, they have the ability to go out and buy when the dollar's worth, say, a dollar. They have the ability to go out and buy X amount of product, hard product. And then when the dollar devalues, the hard product goes up commensurate to how much the dollar goes down. So if the dollar goes down 20 cents, that product now becomes worth $1.20. So they sell it. That's how they escape inflation. You know, we can do it on a small scale. If you go out and buy a pound of meat now and 2 months later it's, you know, twice as much, you've escaped some inflation. Well, they do this on a grand scale, and the people that they get the money from are you and I. So they're going out making these investments like the Pelosi's with the chip company and all this other, and they buy up these hard goods and services knowing that the dollar is going to deflate substantially and the buying power of the dollar will be substantially less. And then when the dollar is substantially less, their product that they bought becomes much more valuable, and they sell it back to us at the inflated price. Therefore, they extract the inflation out of you, and they stay neutral. Isn't that a horrible game, Dave?
Well, it's just how it is. That's
it's a Luciferian's game.
Well, it is. You know, there's something else I saw today, too, and I want to say this to have people understand what you're moving into. David Doran was a retired police lieutenant doing security in St. Louis during the 2020 riots with BLM, and all he was doing was guarding the liquor store. He was murdered for no reason, and David Doran just happened to be black, murdered by Black Lives Matter. And his wife came out today, and folks, you need to hear this, because this is how America is going. She came out and she nailed it. She goes, funds supplied to BLM, implying government, and she said, and woke corporations murdered my husband. Folks, this is what they're going to do to a lot of Americans. In fact, Merrick Garland said
this. They're murdering this nation.
Merrick Garland said this in his confirmation hearing. They asked him if he's going to punish Antifa and BLM for the riots, the violence. He goes, if it's after 5 p.m., it's only a protest.
Yeah. I mean, these people are not only murdering individuals. I mean, just the recidivism rate with these liberal DAs are letting psychopathic killers out over and over and over again, knowing that they're going to repeat rape or murder, steal, and they just let them out again. Dave, it's a traumatizing thing. And you, and you're a psychologist. You know what repeated trauma does to people. And that it's all done on purpose. I mean, it's just like right now, we see our oil. Our strategic oil is being depleted. I mean, and who are we depleting it to? Well, partially to the Chinese. And who's making money on it? The president's son. Are our weapons stockpiles being depleted? Yep. Is our money being depleted? Yep. Is our gasoline, yep. Diesel, yep. Food, yep. It's all being depleted. It's a psychologically traumatizing event on the American people. They know exactly what they're doing. This is a psychological operation against the American people. And as I said in the past, if you want to be on board and you know, get some kind of Helsinki syndrome, Stockholm syndrome, whatever, where you fall in love with your tormentor, you can do that. But I think the wiser person would say, listen, I want to try to find a way out of the crazy train and get to where I can do some stuff for myself, prepare for myself, maybe get in shape, get back among a group of Bible-believing Christians, you know, and spiritually strengthen myself, get my family right, all those things. Or you can stay on the crazy train. And the crazy train, what nation would sell off their strategic oil reserves to their enemies? What nation would deplete...
A traitor, Benedict Arnold,
yeah.
That's who.
Yeah, what nation would deplete its weapon stocks to a nation that has the highest sex trafficking rate in Europe, the highest illegal organ trafficking rate in Europe, the highest money laundering rate in Europe, and that it's been historically the third most corrupt government on the planet, and we're emptying our weapons systems to them. And Dave, I know you've seen the videos of, you know, Ivan is getting, what a Russian soldier gets about $28 a day, okay? And that's commensurate what the Ukrainian soldier gets too. So he's got a Javelin missile. And lo and behold, I'll give you $10,000 for that. They're being sold on the black market. We know it. I mean, they've got video of them selling them on the black market. I've watched the videos. So we see that, and our money is being, laundered off, given, $60 billion to the Ukraine. Philadelphia, it looks like a third world ghetto. We're giving $60 billion away to provoke war with the Russians. Our food supply is being deliberately destroyed. Our energy grid is being deliberately destroyed. And excuse me, I do lean towards the conspiracy that Hoover Dam was not an accident. I can't prove that. There's always a chance it was some kind of accidental miscalculation.
How convenient, Bob. How convenient.
Yeah, I know. As a statistician, I have to look at the other side, but I just say, if if I stack the deck with aces and there's only two wild cards there and I flip over a card, the odds are it's going to be an ace. Just the facts of it. So if I see all this happening, they're really good at numbing the American people to not seeing happen. It's just like, oh, we won the Supreme Court, abortion's illegal, but it's not. They're already showing that they're making laws to circumvent concealed carry, and they're already showing that they're making laws to prevent, any kind of restriction on abortion. Corporations are even telling people in free states that if you want an abortion, we'll pay for you to go to a state where it's legal. They don't care about the law. Maxine Waters already just said that the Supreme Court is a corrupt organization. We see it coming. Good grief, I saw white liberals calling Clarence Thomas the bad word. How convenient. Hunter Biden did too. We can't forget that. He loved that word. My concern is this. I hope in this program that we have done enough to show the American people, don't let your guard down, don't stop your preps, because the next event is coming just like the birth pang, and then when it does come, it'll be worse. Even though they've ratcheted the temperature down 5 degrees, they'll ratchet it back up 15 degrees, so it's a net sum gain of them of 10 degrees every time they do it. And I'm just using a hypothetical figure there. But that's what they've done, because you can absolutely historically prove this. This is not something that's pie in the sky, conspiracy theory. Just go back 50 years, look at the civilization 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and you'll see that's what they've done. They've ratcheted it up. I remember when I first got my first job, Roxanne and my wife and I were talking about it today, Roxanne. I was paid, there was a little burger joint called Mr. Swiss. That's my first job ever. I got paid $1.25 an hour. And you know what? That $1.25 an hour is worth $15 today. And my wife, she said, when I went to the work field, it was $3.25. And, then Brentwood came along. We got to get off the dollar, gold standard, all that. And then we've seen just the absolute obliteration of the dollar. And so look back 50 years ago, look today. Yeah, $1.25 an hour back then was like, wow, I'm making pretty good money. $20 a day, $20 an hour today is, that's an average wage. And it's been ratcheted up the whole way with increments of just peace to get people back to normal, to complacency, to ratchet them up again. And Dave, the statement that in every field of human interest, whether it's the media, whether it's education, whatever it's in, that's what's been done. It's where now we are absolutely in a pressure cooker. The boiling point has been reached, and the only thing keeping the whole thing from exploding is a lid on the pressure cooker. But eventually, we know what happens to pressure cookers that just keep getting hotter and hotter and hotter. They eventually explode. That's what the Boston Marathon bomber used, was an exploding pressure cooker. So don't be deceived by this thing, this pre-election thing. Gas prices are down. Look, we claim credit for it. And that's what they'll do, and they'll come up with all this stuff. And, Dave, I was reading, I think it was on Red State Media again, that they're claiming that there's going to be a paper crisis around October where they can't print ballots. I'm not kidding you.
No. Well, they'll find a paper crisis. Listen, if they got to go to Kinko's, they'll take every ballot there is. What we're moving towards, and this is what I would surmise from what you've said. Second pandemic coming, going to do total lockdown. They'll control the ballots and win an election where they couldn't get 20% of the votes.
Yeah, Red Voice Media, is reporting that a guy by the name of Nick Mosner is that they're going to claim a paper crisis, so you can't have paper ballots. And they're going to have to do electronic balloting. That's what they're saying right now. And so this paper crisis to allow election fraud. But it's not just the election. It's everything right now, our food, our energy, our property, all of it is being systematically taken away. And, you know, we have this little bit of opportunity left to do something about it for our families. And if we don't, you know, you're going to be down at the government center doing whatever they tell you to get whatever they'll give you. You know, that movie Mr. Jones, he brought some food with him when he smuggled himself into the Ukraine. You know, and when he was on this train heading into the Ukraine and all these starving people were on it, he told the people, "I'll give you money for your jacket." And they looked at him like, "I don't want any money." And then he pulled out a piece of bread. He goes, "I'll trade you this bread for my jacket." And it was like, and the guy ripped his clothes off and gave them to him, basically, just for a piece of bread. And the money, "No, I don't want any money. I want that bread."
Yeah, exactly.
Because everybody was starving. And he didn't realize they were starving as bad as when he peeled an orange, and he threw the orange peels on the ground, and people bent down and ate the orange peels.
Bob, I know you have knowledge about demise of other nations. You've observed it. Look ahead with the United States. If you were to say, what's the most likely set of events and scenario that's coming, what would you say?
Well, you know, again, I would use a biblical reference, Dave. When I go back to Deuteronomy, it's not just one thing. It's internal and external that he's going to bring. We already see the famine. God uses famine a lot of times to bring a nation under judgment. He uses disease to bring a nation under judgment. He obliterates their currency. You know, that, I mean, again, Joe Biden was handed a winning lottery ticket when he went into office called energy independence. And what did he do? The first thing he did is he took, I mean, can you imagine taking a you know, a winning lottery ticket, you know, whatever it's worth, $250 million, and say, well, I'm just going to tear it up. Well, that's what he did, because there was no money in it for the crooks. So they had to, you know, go get their oil somewhere else where they can get skim off and graft and make money on it. So I just think, Dave, we're going to see this multifaceted attack on America that's going to eventually wear down the American people to the point where a lot of them are just going to say we need a new system. And, you know, it's going to be through starvation. And starvation has been a huge element that dictators have used, especially in the 20th century. We have, you know, several big ones. I mean, obviously Mao and Stalin used it to bring about, a transfer of wealth and to get rid of people they don't want. So, I mean, that's a big thing, and I'd learn from history on that one to make sure I had a bunch of food. I would have water filtration. I know you sell the Alexa Pure, Dave. We do sell portable water filters, and I've got some specials on them, but these aren't been used for my house like the Alexa Pure. But if you had to be on a car or something like that, and you had to purify water. And, you know, Dave, I want to mention this. We do a lot with night vision. And, you know, night vision has one weak element, and that's if somebody shines a laser at you when you're looking through night vision, it can damage the unit. They make these things called light interference filters. They're generally difficult to get, and they do protect your $3,000 investment against damage from lasers. And I'm just going to say this for the Hodges Show, and I did this for Doug Thornton, so this is only offered here. If you buy a night vision from us, that little light interference filter is a $160 element that's hard to get. I'm going to include one of those free with any night vision people buy. You know, all I have to do is put the Hodges Show down. I want a light interference filter as per the Hodges Show. So it's $160, and they are very difficult to get. We found somebody who surplused them out, a bunch, and we bought some. We have about 25 of them, so when they're gone, they're gone. Those two things I want to mention that we do have, and then all the other things that we have, and we will gladly counsel people. I've got two phone calls to make after I finish this program where people want me to call them and talk to them about different things. I'm going to call them.
Yeah, get ready, because it's going to explode, because, excuse me, the shortages are, pardon me, the shortages are ready to show up big time in this country. People don't understand there's a confluence of conspiracy coming together against food, against water, against energy. Truckers and farmers are the lifeblood of this country. They're the ones that fill the just-in-time deliveries, starting with farmers, the truckers. They're going to be out of business here shortly if we don't reverse course.
And, you know, as I mentioned, the infiltration by these people is so thorough in every branch of government, every branch of corporate America, every branch of the educational system, the religious system, all of it has been infiltrated, these people. It's not an easy task ahead of us. I'm just saying it's not. So just understand that. And, you know, just because you might have a little respite right now, it's not the time to go to sleep. It's the time to say, listen, I'm in between labor pains. I'm going to get ready for the next one. Because when it comes, it's going to be worse. And I say that with absolute authority. That's what these people have planned. You read their own sayings, and that's what they plan on doing. Do crisis, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. That they plan on absolutely breaking down every legal restraint against them doing anything they want to do. And like I said, the statutory authority they'll grant themselves when a climate emergency would probably be the last straw on the camel's back. So America, don't let your guard down. Get ready, prepare, train. You know, we just had that. We had two LEs here. This two people with LEs that trained during the fighting carbine course. We have a former Army Ranger teaches it. And I want to mention this on my website now. If you go to readymaderesources.com, across the top, there's that little icon that you can click to training seminars. So we have the Doug Thornton, Jamie Walden, active shooter course that you can actually sign up for online now. You can buy it online, sign up for it online. So it's, you don't have to call anybody. You can call me if you want to, but it's all signed up. It's here September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And it's going to be a very dynamic class, very good. And I think all the classes we have here are very, very good. You know, we had one this weekend. We were teaching people how to do surveillance detection and escaping. So if, you know, a woman who has a boyfriend or somebody stalking her, or you're coming home from the grocery store and you want to make sure you're not being followed, we were teaching people how to avoid, people following them. And it was quite in-depth class. Actually, some real-life scenarios. We went out and showed people how the things of people being followed, how you know you're being followed, and how maybe get away from being followed. So we really want to teach people the benefits of education and being educated in these types of scenarios, because the educated mind is going to have far greater chance of survival than the person who's just, I'm going to flee out into the woods and shoot deer and live in a tent. Ask a Green Beret or a Navy SEAL who's done a 14-day long-range patrol, you know, out in the woods. I mean, they come back after 14 days, and they are exhausted.
And they've lost 10 pounds.
Yeah, in 14 days.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just going to go out there and live forever, you know.
Well,
no.
Bob, the bottom line is the old saying fits here, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But there's also another element here, too. It's called bystander apathy. Because if we were in a confined environment right now, let's say we had 10 people in the same room and you and I did the show in front of them, you'd probably get 8 or 9 of them to act in a purposeful way to try to counter what's happening. But because we're a nation of over 300 million people, well, someone else will do it. I want to know what's going on. I find it interesting because I can better prepare. But I'm not going to really get involved. And this is why we're losing. Can you imagine?
Yes.
Just imagine this. 90% of these polls, most of the polls are saying 90% of America is opposed to the direction we're going. That's 90%. That's Democrats,
yes,
too. If just half of that people would call their rep, call their senators every day and say, if Biden and the rest of his cabinet are not out of office by the end of this month, your political career is over. If you're not running for re-election, we will recall you. If you're running for re-election, we will defeat you. We will fund your opponent. Bob, there'd be change like you wouldn't believe. All we've got to do is stand up and do things, but we won't, and it's frustrating.
That's the thing of cowardice and what it is. And believe me, this costs you and I to do these programs. I mean, we make ourselves a target of people that don't like us. I'm just being honest. We are. And, and I think if you listen to us, you've never heard us promote violence. We promote peace. We promote stability. We promote normalcy. And yet there are people out there, I mean, it's just like the woman in Congress the other day that said men could get pregnant. Well, and then he said, no, they can't. And then the lady accused him of somehow being responsible for violence against LGBTQ people. And I'm thinking, wait, how did you make that? I mean, that's like warp drive from here to Alpha Centauri in a second. How did you do that?
No.
He didn't say anything about violence against LGBTQ people. He just said he didn't think biological males, I mean, you're born with a penis and have testicles, you can't get pregnant. And I'd like to see you showed me that they could, and you know they can't. And she was like, you know, you're promoting violence against everybody, or this, that, and the other thing. I'm thinking, no, we didn't. He didn't promote any violence at all. He was asking simple questions. But if you ask a simple question, that's violence. That's racist, bigot, whatever they want to call you. But today, I think you and I have demonstrated the system of breakdown and how they use crisis to destroy what we have known as historic America, and more is coming, and that we better get ready for it, because I'm sure Noah experienced times of normalcy. I'm sure that Joseph experienced times of normalcy while they were in the prep stage, the storing of the week,
Bob,
and building of the ark.
I got to stop it here because we're out of time, but I'll just say this. Okay. This is the calm before the storm. Ladies and gentlemen, to find out more and talk to Bob personally, you can get a hold of him at readymaderesources.com. The phone number is right across the top. Bob, thanks for joining us, my friend. They're turning out the lights on us.
God bless.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care.